You guys didn't get it done in the 2 minute at the end of the San Francisco game, obviously. Haven't really gotten that done since you've been here, even going back to last year. What's missing in those situations for you guys right now? What do you need to get cleaned up? And I know all those situations are different.
Yeah, that's the tough part. I mean, it's hard to answer. I mean, certainly, a couple weeks ago, lack of execution. I mean, I think so much of the 2 minute drills, you got about getting some completions, moving the chains early, and you can't press. And that's the whole thing, and time's winding down, and sometimes the gut instinct is to press, and that's when mistakes happen. And I felt like we probably did that a little bit. I probably did that a little bit, instead of kind of getting us going. Need to do a better job, certainly. Yeah.
Jamal's getting close to being the all-time leading rusher here. What makes him so special?
It's tough to fit in a couple words. I mean, he's an extremely, extremely talented guy that works his tail off. I mean, those two things, you kind of combine those, good things happen. Guy never comes off the field, never wants to come off the field, does all types of things for us. We put him in a lot of different situations, and he can handle it.
Alex, as a fellow quarterback, man, what do you respect about Rivers?
There's a lot. I mean, certainly he's been doing it for a while now, playing at a high level. He's a guy that you look that stands in there and within the pocket, I think he probably as good as there is, within the pocket in tight spaces and getting the ball out. He gets it out quick, he anticipates. He really does some good things.
That makes sense because only quarterbacks really know what it's like to have guys coming at you and not change your eye level. Right?
Yes, no question. It's tough and collapsing pockets and playing in confined space. It's difficult. It's hard to simulate all in practice and in the weeks and getting a game, and that's what most conditions are like. And you watch film of him over the years, for different reasons, and then their offense, and does a good job of it. Plays with a lot of anticipation, throws the ball early. Got a good feel.
I know it's early in the week, but what do you see out of San Diego defensively? What do they do well?
A lot. They're a good unit. They do a lot defensively, scheme wise. They play about every coverage front, bring all the pressures. So it's hard to get a beat on them. They do so much. They play fast. I think they collectively they get to the football as those 11 guys. They do a good job of that. So big challenge for us.
Does Flowers stick out to you?
He's playing good. Yeah, I mean, their whole secondary, I think, is playing good football. But certainly he's playing well. Got beat the one time last week early in the game. But other than that, has played really, really good football.
They're using him off the line of scrimmage a little bit more than you guys did, aren't they?
I don't know. It's hard. I didn't scout us last year or anything like that. But certainly watching, like I said, they play about every coverage there is. So all those guys are asked to do different things. And sometimes he's pressed, sometimes he's off. So certainly he gets mixed up.
Alex, what do you remember from the San Diego game last year here at home?
It was cold. It was a tough game, back and forth. Back and forth game, and unfortunately for us at the end, coming off on the wrong side of that. Division game, these games are physical, they're tough games. You expect that, it's going to come down to the end, back and forth. You've got to find a way to be on the right side of that this time.
When you're at your best offensively, what are you guys doing?
it's the stuff that's going to sound, obvious. I mean, you're good on first and second down, you're running the ball well, you're efficient in the pass game. You convert on third down to give yourself more opportunities. And then when you get in the red zone, you get touchdowns. I mean, I think that's what every offense is trying to do. And ultimately, it all ends in scoring points. So,
what did you do with the free time in your bye week?
you rest, you get healthy, you spend time with my family. When you get a little time away, spend time with them.
Well, was it nice to get some time away? Because, you've been doing this since probably at least April or so.
Yeah, the bye weeks are always kind of that nature. They all fall, you never know when you're going to get them. And for us, a little earlier this time, but hopefully get us healthy as a team, healthier. When you do get a few days to get away and enjoy it with your family and friends.
Is this still a big ticket game for you?
I haven't thought about it, but yeah, I mean, there'll be a few. Yeah.
Is it you've been playing football a long time, been away from Helix High School for a long time. But is there still any kind of special thing when you go back?
For sure. Yeah, I mean, it was, when I was in high school, that was the goal, to get to play at Qualcomm, the Q. That was the championship game was played there. it was a big deal. And fortunately, I got to play there twice. Got to play there my junior senior year, and it was and a lot of good memories. Like I said, I mean, that was the mantra the whole year. You know, get to Qualcomm, and then weird to go college, and my first college playing time was there. Played there a couple times in college. You know, playing San Diego State, and been back several times as a pro now. So weird to play at all three levels.
When you walked out into the locker room for the first time you played there in high school, I mean, was it just like?
Oh yeah, totally.
Home? I mean,
yeah,
was it totally. Hoosiers going totally. Into
yeah,
the
totally.
Fieldhouse?
Absolutely. You know, first time you step foot in the locker room, first time you step foot on the field, you walked in the tunnels. No question, yeah.
Even that dump of a stadium?
Absolutely. I mean, it was. Growing up, that's all I knew. So,
Alex, you've had a different leading targeted receiver in each of the five games, different guy in each of the five games. What does that mean to you? Anything at all? Good, bad, meaningless?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, certainly, I think you want to spread the ball around as an offense. I think an efficient offense is do that. Good offenses do that. Got a lot of different people that can touch the football and make plays. So, you know, you hope it means that. You love to get as many people involved as possible. Make the defense defend as many people as possible. Yeah.